Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, also known as SM2N on audioboo.fm. It's Wednesday the 29th. I think it's the 29th of March 2012. This is my audio boot audio blog. I can't check the date. 28th. Okay. Wednesday, 28th of March. Right. A bit of unsolicited advice for Sarah, I'm afraid. Yes, I know she has said no advice required. She's not asking for advice. But I have to say, I'm sorry, I have to say, and offer up this bit of advice. Now, I welcome other opinions from other people if they have different approaches or different advice that contradicts what I'm suggesting. So this is just an opinion. Please don't act only upon my advice without seeking alternative views or doing research of your own. But here goes. The advice is, make sure you back it up. End of advice. Context is, Sarah is saying, well, there's some audio on my Postgres account. I want to make sure I can keep that. And her way of making sure she can keep that is to download it via RSS feed into her iTunes on her computer. That way she can, once she's got it on her iTunes on her computer, she can do whatever she wants to it. She can record it onto cassette tapes and post it off around the world. She can upload it to any number of websites. She can put it on BitTorrent. You know, she can do what she wants once she's got a copy of it on her machine. But in that context, the advice coming now, snip. Make sure you back it up. End of advice. There you go. That's an opinion. Other opinions. I've got one for Slandy, actually. Slandy was talking about an ebook, something called Pan Technologies, whatever it is, Android tablet. So basically, a no-name brand Android tablet with something called Kobo as an ebook reader software running on there with a library of books in Kobo format. Never heard of either of these technologies. I've heard of Android. It doesn't sound like you're going to be, you know, it sounds like you're going to be a victim of Android fragmentation here and ebook software fragmentation. There is a huge comfort if you sit in one company's ecosystem, because then the kit will work with the media and the software, and it's fine. When you start mixing things around, an operating system made by Android, a machine made by somebody called Pan, whatever it was, and some software made by someone called Kobo, sometimes you're going to end up with an unsupported setup. And you're going to be falling between two stools because Kobo will say it's Pan's fault, Pan will say it's Kobo's fault. You're stuffed, aren't you? Personally, I think it's Kobo who you should try and pursue the most, because they're the application developer. It's in their interest that their software presents correctly on all devices that they say are supported. So if they say that a Pan Galactic Nova, whatever it's called, device is supported, then they need to tweak their code so that it looks right on that device. I think the onus has got to be on Kobo, isn't it? But if there is a chance to swap from a Pan Galactic device to a Kobo own brand device, that might be a more reliable way forward, I guess. There you go, some more unsolicited, well, no, that was more solicited, some more opinions from somebody who doesn't know anything about Android and Pan Digital, or whatever they're called, tablet makers, and Kobo books. Purely the advice of somebody who obviously is happy to live in ecosystems like the Apple ecosystem and the Kindle ecosystem, having bought both an iPad and an iPhone, etc., and a Kindle e-reader. So there we are. For what it's worth, my inexperienced outsider's view on that question. Thanks for listening, everyone. Toodle-boo. Oh, by the way, I couldn't agree more with everything that Acrobat said about Twitter accounts and companies and all that stuff. I've talked about this stuff at length about a year ago in a debate, so there's no need to go over that again. Yeah, it's it can be handy to have an automated account for your brand, and then if you ever have to sell that brand, you ever want to sell that brand, then it's easier to then float it off than if it's all integrated in your own account. What do you do, Armani Blog, when you get to retirement age and you say, well, I want to shut up shop, and you've got a little protege who's joined you in your marketing right now company, and they want to carry on with the business? Are you going to give them the Twitter account and you're going to have to get a new Twitter account to keep up with your friends? Or do you want to keep your existing Twitter account, your personal one, and say, sorry mate, you can carry on with the company, but you're going to have to start with an empty Twitter account with no followers? It's much easier if you're ever looking at that scenario where you might want to pass that business on to someone else to have a separate Twitter account. But it is a bit of a nightmare, isn't it, really, the way that that Twitter is set up. But obviously there are clients, Twitter clients available that allow you to manage multiple accounts simultaneously and all that stuff. So there's a will, there's a way. But it's really good when you're a sole trader, when you're accountable to no one apart from yourself. It must be good to just have your one Twitter account and be able to be yourself and be your work, you know, talk to your customers on one account without having to hide anything. There's no one's going to complain to you and say, oh, you don't say things like this, personal stuff, we're not interested in you having this personal stuff. You know, if I had a Twitter account that I used to talk to my work colleagues and customers and all that sort of thing, to talk about things like ITIL and stuff like that, best practice and things like that, then my employer might be quite happy, because I work for a company at the moment. My employer might be quite happy for me to talk in that way, as long as I don't try and share my photographs of my cats, if I had cats. And they might say, well, it's not appropriate for you to be sharing photographs of your cats on your account that you're using for work. So, yeah, when you're working for a company, then they might object. So it's another good reason to keep it separate. So, yeah, cool. All right. Thanks a million, everyone. I do love it when Paul says thanks a million. It's great. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Take care. Speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.